It's gonna be kinda hard to preach out of what been said. I mean, as many things went through my mind. I was thinking about Brother Don Rich on a CD that he has got. I don't remember which one it's on, but he was talking about something going on in church that wasn't right. And he said, I'm gonna tell you, don't get up and walk out. He said, get up and run out. Get out of it. And me and my wife, several years ago, a man that I worked with, I'm going to say this before I get into my text, was where a man I worked with invited me to come to church where he was a church at. And Jan was still at home, small then. And we went to the church that Sunday morning to visit him. And the pastor was carrying on a service, and directly this man walked in with a suitcase. And I told my wife and Jan, I said, you get ready, we're fixing to get out of here. And I said, he's got something in that suitcase, and he's fixing to pull some tricks or something or other. And when we got through, they turned it over to him, and he got up, opened his suitcase, and pulled a dummy out. And us three got up and walked out. And I told God, I said, now, whenever I get back to work, that man's going to come to me and he's going to say something about me leaving. I said, don't let him come or I'll tell him. And on a Monday, he come by and said, I noticed you got up and walked out of church yesterday. Was you sick? I said, yeah, you better believe I was sick. I said, when that man pulled that dummy out, I said, we've got enough of them in the pulpit now without trying to pull something out of a suitcase. I'm telling you right now, it's getting pitiful the day we're living in. Yeah. What's going on? Thank God's great name. He never did invite me back to church. I've never been back to that church again. But God bless your heart. I sure would like to have been when I had the health. I would have liked to have preached to him a bit. Amen. About putting the pastor in that suitcase and toting that dummy around. Amen. God bless your heart. God, as he said, well, I'll go about this Bible. There's not a word, David, in this Bible, I mean, not the first word, and I don't believe, I might not understand it all, but I believe every word of God. I believe when God said, they that do these things, and he names off the 17 works of the flesh, and over there in Corinthians again, when he names them again, amen, when he said, they that do such thing or live that kind of lifestyle is not going to enter into the kingdom of God. I'll not argue with you one bit. I'll just say with the word of God and let you face God with whatever lifestyle you want to live. I thank God to walk in the path that God chose me out of this blessed book. Thank God's great name. That's what the problem of today. We've got to where I've got so many ideas and opinions. Amen. I was talking to a man the other day. I'm going to read my text in a minute. Amen. But I was talking to a man on the phone the other day. And I don't know what he called for. Thank God. But when he got through, amen, I just preached to him a little while on the Word of God. I got Christ all the way. Amen. Down when he was conceived in the virgin. Born, raised, crucified, buried, rose again, put his blood on the mercy seat, to cover our sin. Wait a minute, to do away with our sin. I bless your heart. He said, I don't know nothing about the Bible. I said, I tell you what you do. When you get off of this phone, you get your King James Bible and get off somewhere. Get on your face and pray and read the Word of God and believe it for just what it says.
Amen.
I'll send some of you scam callers out if you'll just preach to them. Amen. Start in about Jesus on them. God bless your heart. I tell you, it's just hard in the day we're in just to keep from just preaching to folk. God bless your heart. We need to wake up to the reality. Turn with me if you would. Amen. To St. John chapter number 12. I will read a few verses here. And I preached on these scriptures before one time, several years ago. Amen. But it's a thought in here today. And I don't know nobody's heart in here. I'm going to tell you something. If your heart ain't right with God, you ain't been born again, you're in danger of going to hell.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to put it just plain, just like it is. Amen. Just like we're living in a time today when people think, just as long as I go to church, or I bone the church, everything's right between me and God. Amen. But that's not so. That ain't the one thing that'll make things right between you and God. Amen. And that is, I'll be born again, washed in the blood. God changed you from the inside out. Amen. Whether you ever step in a church house or not, you better be born again. You better make sure and very sure that you've met Christ. Amen. You've got your sins under the blood. Preacher, I'm living good. I'm not talking about hay living. I'm talking about being born again.
Yes, sir.
I sat yesterday and studied about this. I had a talking to Oscar on the phone. You just don't hear much preaching anymore about being born again. All you hear about. Me and David was talking about, I believe, last Sunday about missionaries. Thank God, people, you can get all time people, send us money. I'm going to tell you something. Before I give a missionary one copper penny, I'm going to know something about the man. What he teaches. Amen. That's the reason why I recommend Andrew. I know what he preaches. I've known him for years. I know what he teaches. Amen. We got a man come down at Black Oak one time. I said he'd been over yonder somewhere. A bunch of missionaries said, boy, they got the crowd around and took them down the Roman road, got them shot on their head. Ain't God, and they smuggled it down. How many they got saved, David? I tell you, that right there ain't getting a dime of my money. If I know it, I want somebody that'll stand up and preach Christ and Him crucified. A new birth of us. Thank God, and God changed it. Thank God, when God changes you, He'll change you from the inside out.
Amen.
Let's read just for a little bit here. Amen. In St. John chapter number 12, I want to read just a few verses. Me skipping around in it, but get that thought and start with verse 1. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany. And Lazarus, which had been raised, whom he raised from the dead, there they made him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table. Now you must remember, this is after God raised him from the dead. And you'll find on down through there, go to verse 9. And much people of the Jews therefore knew that he was there. And they came not for Jesus' sake. Now you listen to that. They come not for Jesus' sake. And I thought to my mind, amen, right now is how many have come here this morning for the sake of Jesus. Or did we come just to say we're doing the tradition, we're doing what we're supposed to do, amen, but I come this morning to hear David about Jesus. Ain't God, he's the only hope that this world has. He ain't going to get it out of eating some sugar cookie and drinking a little wine from some man that's got his dress on backwards. I bless your heart. Ain't God doing away with your sins when His is worse than yours? It's going to take the blood of Jesus to change you.
Amen.
And much of the Jews therefore knew that He was there. They came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus also, whom He had raised from the dead. But you listen now, but the chief priests, the religious folks, I consulted that they might put Lazarus also to death, because that by reason of him many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus. Amen. Now let's jump over to verse 19. And the Pharisees therefore said among themselves, I perceive ye. Perceive ye how ye prevail nothing? Behold, the whole world is gone after him. And then came certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. Amen. If I had a thought this morning, that's what I want to preach on. Thank God, sir, we would see Jesus. Thank God, I'm telling you right now, how we're living in a time today when there's everything in the world going on. Amen. But there ain't very many people, David, are wanting to see Jesus. Thank God, if you ever get out of that place of condemnation, are you going to have to see Jesus as holy, holy, holy? Then the Holy Ghost of God is going to have to reveal to you just how filthy and ungodly you are in the sight of God. Amen. Bible said, how no man can come to me except the Father which sent me draw him. How the Holy Ghost is going to have to get your number. He's going to have to reveal to you just how unclean you are. Amen. That's the only way that you'll ever call on Jesus is through. Ain't God condemnation that the Holy Ghost brings to you.
Amen.
And how can they believe on whom they have not heard? How can they hear without a preacher? And how can they preach except they be sent? That's the preacher's job. I know I very seldom have preached this way, but I've had Jesus on my mind for the last several days. I don't know, I may be fixing to step out and see him. I don't know. Thank God, I ain't worried one bit. I'm just as happy this morning. Thank God as a man can be. I bless your heart because I know. Amen. Thank God for years and years and years. God called my name. And He called my name. But one Wednesday night, I come in from work. I lay down in the bed. I went off to sleep. And the Holy Ghost, I come through that
door and never opened it. Walked across that floor and never left the footprint. I raised up that cover and never left a wrinkle. Got down in my heart, David, and never left the scar. Thank God when I woke up, I was the worst man under condemnation that had ever been on the face of this earth. Oh, bless His name. I didn't know that I could roll down in the floor right there then and repented. I thought you had to be in the church. I made God a promise. Amen. If you'll let me live after Sunday morning, I'll be in the house of God and I will repent. Amen. You talking about 3 or 4 miserable days, a devil on one side and God on the other. I put up down that work. I even got out on the side of the railroad track. I went through the side of that building. Out there at the railroad track, dumb. Got down between the railroad track. One in one hand, one the other. God, I got to have some help. I didn't know, David. I could have repented just as well right there. But God did spare me. And let me come here. And guess what I found? Thank God I found Jesus. Hallelujah. That's what we need today. Some old time. Holy Ghost. A conviction.
Bless the Lord. Yes.
I'm fixing to make some folks mad right now.
Come on.
We're getting that time of year. You can pick up a newspaper, turn on radio for news. All you can hear is football, football, football. Come on now.
Come on.
You think I won't cloud? I'll cloud. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God.
Right.
Not a bit interested in Jesus Christ.
Come on.
But I'm going to tell you something. When that trump sounds, amen, you draw your last breath. I'm going to tell you, Alabama won't be on your mind. Amen. I'll tell you what's going to be on your mind. It's what you have. Your sins. Under the blood and all. Amen. I'll tell you what I wouldn't do. I wouldn't give a nickel. I'd see every football player in the United States eat a bell of salt or as big as one of them bells. I'm laying out in the field. God changed me. When He changed me, He made a new creature out of me. Put a new desire in me.
Amen.
Anybody knows how quiet it's got inside of me?
Come on, preach.
That's something that God's people need to be studying about.
Yes.
Ace people that's lost.
Yes, sir.
Ace people in the community where I live at. And you can't talk to them.
Right.
Talking to Brother Milby on the phone the other day, he said, I wish me and you were real close together where we could sit on the porch and talk about our neighbors. I said, I do too. I said, if we can talk about them, we sure can't talk to them.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, people just I've got so many ideas and opinions. I think because one time they made a profession. I went down to the altar and swung a little snot or whatever. Thank God they can live and do just any way. That's not so. Bible said if any man I be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And
thank God, God, when He takes out that old heart of stone and puts in a heart of flesh. Amen. That heart affects the mind and your thoughts. Amen. He said, if you're going to think on anything, think on these things. He names them all. What to think on. And I can't find football, can't find car racing, I can't find deer hunting. I can't. And I'm not preaching against some of this stuff. I'm just saying some things that I ought to be thinking on.
Bless
the Lord. See, if I ain't well wrong going deer hunting if you want one day. But just about every football player you got, that sucker's either on dope, got three or four wives. Come on! He's now making them on the all ungodliest messes you ever seen. And you think I'm going to sit around and walk? No, sirree. Oscar, you may wish you hadn't. I told you yesterday to go ahead. I bless your heart. But I'm going to tell you something. Thank God the things that I used to love, Easton. When I walked in that door right back there that Sunday morning, every one of them was gone. Amen. Had a jug of whiskey sitting at the house. Thank God, and I didn't bring it with me. That song says, come just as you are. I know what it's a saying. You come guilty just like you are. You didn't know about it. Thank God, but a lot of them won't come just like they are. Bring the trash with them when they come. Thank God, but I didn't bring nothing but just an old garbage can. I call a human being. I laid me down at the foot of Jesus and begged for mercy. Oh, God, thank you for the preachers of that day that did not, David, try to reach you in. Amen. I remember bowing down right there, Joe Willie Fugit. I got right down beside me, slapped me on the back and said, pray, boy. God will hear you. He didn't try to talk me into nothing. Out of nothing. He just prayed, boy. I bless your heart. After a while, I got through. I bless your heart. And the blood of Jesus, and the faith in the blood of Jesus, cleansed me of all my sin.
Amen.
We need some of that preached today. I talked to a man up in North Kentucky. Yes, I hadn't talked to him in 4 or 5 years. He's a Pentecostal feller. I sat around the house and I just decided I'd phone him. Hadn't talked to him in a good while. And we talked a good little bit and he said, I want to ask you a question. He said, when I pass away, he said, will you come up here and preach my funeral? I said, man, I ain't ever did that. He said, oh, young fella like you. He said, I'm 70 years old. I said, well, you just a little snot-nosed kid then. Amen. God bless your heart. He said, well, I'll tell you one thing. If you won't come up here when you or your wife want to the pass away, he said, let the other one call me. He said, I want to be there. I want to come. Amen. I'm about on a Pentecostal fella I get along with. Amen. You're wiring me out because I ain't been coming to tell me. But I'm telling you right now, Jesus Christ is the only hope that you have.
Yeah,
the church once every 6 months.
Yeah.
Amen. Do whatever you want to. But let you meet Him face to face. You are going just as straight up to hell as you can go.
Amen.
Now let's look at a man in the Bible. Everybody damns him.
Mm-hmm.
He's my hero. The man that they call Doubting Thomas. Now he is my hero. They all talked about they we seen the Lord. He said, I ain't gonna believe it till I see Him for myself.
Yeah.
If you go down the Roman road here, hey
amen. Believe with your heart, confess in your mouth that I shall be saved. I ain't going to believe it till I get to where I'm talking to Him.
Amen.
So many days later, he was in the place and Thomas walked in. Thomas, he wouldn't take nobody else's word. I'm married.
Yeah.
That makes me want to shout just because somebody won't take somebody else's word about it. Amen. I want to see Him for myself. I didn't want nobody that morning when I bowed down to David to tell me I had or tell me I didn't. Ain't God, all I want to do is help me pray. Ain't God not tell me what? Oh, bless His name. Thanks be unto God. Have an old Thomas said, I'll not believe till I see. Had a prince in a hand. Ain't God had thrust my hand in his side. Ain't God. I'm going to see him for myself. I'll let me admonish you. Whoever you are. If you're not right with God, don't take somebody else's word. Don't take no. My devil will sit on your shoulder and tell you you are all right.
Well, sure he will.
He's got a pretty good voice on him. I got a neighbor over there. Get back, Thomas, a minute. I got a neighbor over there. He's got so many demons in him, I guess you could haul them in a tractor and trailer. Everybody in the community thinks he's crazy. I tell him, I said, he ain't crazy. He's just demon possessed or devil possessed.
Wow.
They say, well, he'll talk about Jesus. I said, the devil do that. Jesus, why have you come here to torment us before our time? They know Jesus.
Sure.
But he's got devils in him. And I prayed. I fasted and I've asked God to give me enough wisdom. I put one down right Richie's trick. And God give me enough wisdom and know-how how to get around that man. And God and cast the devil out of him. Preacher, you going overboard now. No, I ain't. Amen. No, I ain't. God bless your heart. Our Bible said right here that cast out devils in His name. Amen. I hate to see the man. He's in bad health. Just on the verge of stepping off into hell. Amen. But he's devil possessed. I hate to see the man go to hell. How but God bless your heart. I would like to see him get like Thomas. I'll get down in the shade. Out of where I'll not believe. Till I see him for myself. And Jesus showed Thomas his hand. And told him to thrust his hand in his side. And he said, my Lord and my God. Hallelujah. He said, you've seen and believe. How much more blessed are they that do not see yet believe. Amen. That is my hero. He wouldn't take nobody else's word.
Amen.
This community, it may not bother you, but it bothers me as many people they are in this community, no more people than they are in this church. It bothers me. Amen. Preacher, I ain't going to worry about it. A day goes by, done 7 days a week, but I don't worry about people. Sitting right here in this church house, a vehicle go by that door. I wonder, David, amen, if there's any way you could slow them down long enough, I'll just preach to them and tell them about Jesus. I bless your heart. I worry about them. That may be a whole lot of my trouble of worrying. Thanks be unto God. But I don't want to see nobody die and go to hell. I don't know how many here got it. But I've got it to the house on a DVD. I'll give some of it to you. And if you want one, you hadn't got one, I'll tell my wife and she'll make you one. a DVD on burning hell. It shows people in hell. Rich man, Lazarus. Of course, it made 1974, and man's mind can't comprehend how bad hell is. But I'm telling you right now, I carried over yonder to where I'm taking that therapy at. Hey, be on the God. They'll be long to David. They'll be through with me. That's the clerk sitting there. She goes to San Rock Methodist Church. And she's the first night you want to. And the time I was over, I said, "You looked at it?" And she said, "Yeah, I did." I said, "Do you think you want to go there?" Amen. She said, "I don't think so." Amen. A little colored girl in there. I don't know, who, like maybe in her mid-20s. I'd give her one and told her what it was. She said, "I've got some siblings. I want to see this thing." I said, "I want you to see it." Amen. I bless your heart. I've got one or two over now. I just about get ready to come where I am. I'll get me preaching to them. Amen. I will tell about Jesus wherever you are.
Amen.
Now, Thomas wouldn't take nobody's word. Rob Scholes has got a saying, and he always said, and I've known him for years, and he always says, "You ain't getting by with nothing. You can sit on this pew, and you can shout or holler." They're different between shouting and holler.
Amen.
And I can tell some of them apart.
Yes, sir.
That's what some of them said about Danny Stewart. Come on 7 o'clock down here at Fort Payne. Every Sunday morning, we've got 3 wives, know how many women he lived with him. He's Terry Pace's cousin, and that boy used to preach. I mean, he preached. He was preaching over at Bellevue Springs years and years ago. He's one of them times when he hit the floor, he had done wide open in a year.
Yeah.
Hey, man, they went on for about an hour and a half of hollering and hooping and yelling, having his fail. Then he just sitting there reading his Bible. And when he got up and he walked in behind the pulpit, the first thing he said was, "You ain't got me food, and you ain't got God food either." I then he cut loose and preached. I bless your heart. And I'm going to tell him something about meeting face to face. He ain't got God food, and he ain't got me food. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, we better make sure that we've got a hold of God.
Amen.
A while back, me and my wife started a church and seen some folks at Sunday morning, every Sunday morning they was at church. But they wouldn't come Sunday night, they wouldn't come Wednesday night. And a while back, and me and my wife went by their house one Wednesday night going to church. I said, "I know now the reason why they ain't going to church on Wednesday night. Out in the swimming pool having a good time." Amen. When the swimming pool or anything else besides of a youth help or a job holds us from going to the house of God, we're walking on thin ice.
Yes, sir.
I better hush. But he wouldn't take nobody's word. You better make sure, and very sure, that your sins is under the blood. You keep putting it off. Keep putting it off. And keep putting it off. And one day you're going to draw your last breath?
Yes, sir.
I told that man other night on the phone I talked about I was preaching to, because Mary conceiving him. He said, "I don't know." You could tell he was kind of tore up. And I told him, he said, I don't know nothing about the Bible. I don't know nothing about them. I told him, I said, I'm going to tell you something. About 3 seconds after you draw your last breath and you open your eyes in hell, I said, you're going to remember what I told you. My wife said, well, said, now she said, you just flat preached a sermon to that man. I ain't called back. They was calling about every other, about 3 or 4 times a day, but done, ain't called back a time since. Amen. You hold off and tell people. Amen. About Jesus and tell them they're going to hell unless they get born again.
Right.
You need a desire about you. I read in the Bible about a man by the name of Zacchaeus. He was wanting to see Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that fellow said. Sir, we would see Jesus. Zacchaeus was wanting to see Jesus. But what the Bible tells him, he must have been a little man. Because he wanted to run out there and got in the head and climbed up in a sycamore tree, where he could look through the leaves and see the Lord. But he wasn't hid from Jesus.
No, he wasn't.
Jesus got upon that and said, Zacchaeus, come down and make haste. For this day I must abide with thee at thy house. Amen. Him who wants to see the Lord. That's all it's going to take for you to get right with God. Is get the word. You want to see Him more than anything in this world. If you have to climb a tree first.
Amen.
I'm going to listen to my usual way of preach, but I feel there's somebody here that needs God.
Come on.
You're going to go to hell if you don't do something. I don't care if you've been a member of this church all your life. If you're seeing things out of the blood, you're going to hell.
Right.
You talking about a scared man whenever I was under that conviction. I was scared to death. David, I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep. I walk up and look in the mirror, and I look at myself and want to bust my own nose. Amen. Oh, just how sorry. Boy, let me know. I know it already, but he really showed me how sorry I was. Amen. But God bless your heart. He didn't leave me out there on a limb. Thank God the Holy Ghost drawing. I mean, like a magnet. Drawing me right to the foot of Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. I would have got down there and washed his feet if they'd have been here that morning. I thought I had to lick them with my tongue. That's how bad a shape I was in. I bless your heart. God's still able to save if you will repent and believe.
Yes, sir.
Don't get a song ready. I'm going to hush right there. Before I mess around and get in trouble.
Bless you, Lord.
5:15. Salt the place.
Whenever you wake your eyes in hell, whenever you die and your eyes is open in hell, it won't be just for a day or two. But it'll be from far eternity you will remember James Shaver preaching to you and telling you that you better get right with God or you're going to hell. You better get everything else off your mind. There ain't no guarantee that you'll live to get home. There ain't no guarantee that you'll live to get out that door. Out before this service dismissed, you may down and be in the flames of hell. I pray and say, God, have mercy. I bless your heart, but there'll be no mercy. There'll be no grace. There'll be no repentance. There'll be no nothing. You can do when you get to hell and you hear me. If you're still in your sins, that's exactly where you're headed. While we stand at our feet.